This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. Gosh, she's using her real name. Go her.
She don't care.
I'm just verifying that. Right, Tiffany, you're cool with your real name being on?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have any piercings you want to talk about?
No, not any on my vagina.
All right, no, man.
Wow.
Okay. So you contacted us yesterday during the 9 o'clock hour, which we're just usually catching up on time and don't really have the most time. But you have, what was it you said, Fat Boy, in the little promo that really you said? This is a direct quote.
She said, "I'm not a bitch, but I'm gonna be when I come on your show."
Okay, that's what it was.
Which is powerful.
Pretty much.
Okay, so why are you going to be a bitch on the show today? Toward us? Or?
Yeah. No, not with you guys at all. I'm getting married in March, late March, and my friend Holly is supposed to be my maid of honor. And as of now, there's no way she's going to be able to be in the wedding, and I just don't see how it's going to happen.
Man, why? What'd she do? I mean, did she do anything, or
She's not doing? More so, like, I've been on this girl for months to lose weight, and she needed to lose around like 40 pounds to be at a healthy weight. And she told me she was going to lose the weight, and I don't know how serious she was about that because it's not happened. It hasn't happened at all.
Oh man. Well.
So.
Okay. I'm gonna wait to hear the rest of what you have to say. Like,
okay, yeah.
When you say a healthy weight, is that, and to be honest, because we don't know each other and all this, but like, when you say a healthy weight, does that mean to fit in the style of dress that you want? Because you're really not concerned about her health as much as you want her to look good when she's in the pictures.
I feel like I'm concerned about both, but yes, I want my pictures and my wedding to look a certain way, and she doesn't fit that picture right now.
Yeah, but here's what I would do. I would do a cocktail hour prior to, that way everybody has a buzz. And then when you do the photographs, put some kind of filter on there that smushes her gut together or something.
I mean, that could work, but we got fitted for our dresses back in September, and like she knew that the wedding was going to be in March, and like she could not fit.
It's not baby weight, is it?
No, we're grown women. This is not baby weight.
No, I don't mean from her childhood. I thought from a recent childbirth.
Oh, no. She is a single female, has no kids.
Okay.
So she has no excuse. She just needs to get off of her lazy ass and get in the gym.
Ooh.
But the thing is, like, we got fitted for our dresses, and I, like, my fiance and I paid for the dresses for all of, like, my wedding party.
Good Lord.
And
that's nice.
Yeah, thank you. And she knew what size the dress was and said, oh, I'm going to lose the weight. She has not lost anything. So she's like, I don't know what she's going to do with this dress, but she is always strapped for cash. So it's not like she's going to be able to pay to get it altered.
Jesus.
So is that just going to be on me? No, we already bought you this freaking dress that you said that you were going to be able to fit, and you haven't lost the weight. Then we have the holidays, and, you know, I'm a bitch, but I'm not that big of a bitch. I knew that people gain weight, but it's like, dude, you haven't done anything to lose this weight. And she's gained like 5 to 10 extra pounds. And I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like my hands are tied. Like I don't see how she can be in my wedding if she still looks the same.
Even if she's in it somehow, this is going to be what you think about.
They should make all bridesmaids' dresses out of that flex stuff.
Make it comfortable.
Like the Under Armour shirts.
Yeah, like that compression or whatever. Is there not one of those heavy-duty Skims that you could slide her down into to pop in?
I mean, I don't even think that would work to get her to fit into the dress. She needed to lose, like, a good 40 pounds. And now...
That's not realistic.
No, she had time between September and March. Like, that was enough time to do it, and in a healthy way. She just chose not to.
Why not
get
a dress?
So now I'm just like...
Go ahead, sorry.
I don't know. Sabotaging my wedding is what it feels like.
It sounds to me that you got a dress that didn't fit her in the first place. I would have fit her to what she was weighing at that point, and then if she lost weight, have it altered.
Sure. I mean, to me, she had the option of saying she didn't want the dress. She had the option of saying she didn't want to be in my wedding. She said yes to both, so therefore she said yes to losing the weight.
Is that enough time to lose that much weight? That seems like
that's kind of
a pain in the ass to get married. I mean, God bless.
This point of view,
you pick your people, you do all your stuff, but then, like, I can't fully sit here and, like, be on your side about this, because, like, where is let's quit saying you care about her health. You might, but if you wasn't getting married right now, it would be of little of no concern.
She would care more if it were a different situation.
For sure. So,
yeah.
Who down deep are you? Is it because of the pictures, or are your other friends going to think less? Like, where's that mindset that this is so bad if she's up there spilling out of the dress, or, you know, she's heavy or whatever? Like, she's your friend, like your real friend.
She's my friend. I mean, I made her my maid of honor, so a lot of like my family and friends, she knows already. They know her. I just, you know,
so they know.
I don't want to look back on my pictures and feel some type of way and know that she could have done more when she's not done anything at all.
You should see, oh God, I hate to even mention this. You should see how stupid Fatboy looked when he was in mine. He was standing there with this duh face, and he didn't want to be there. He was just like, and I should have seen that as a sign to run the other way, but I didn't.
I knew the reception was going to be fun. I wanted to be.
I think you should just get
another buffet.
When is the wedding again? I'm sorry. How many weeks do you have left?
How long before you get married?
It's in late March.
Okay.
Late March. So it's like the last bit of March. We're having it that weekend.
Why don't you get another dress and have that altered appropriately to her body type now, and just love her the way she is?
She's got to buy another one.
Because that's not realistic.
Yeah, and this is, God, I didn't know people still said Bridezilla, because the whole text line is saying Bridezilla over and over again.
Yeah.
But I
know.
Well,
because I would never
but at the end of the day,
you bought
it's
the
my
dress.
Wedding. I can't have my wedding the way that I want it to be and look the way I want it to.
Yeah, to a point. But again, like I've been to so many, I don't like them unless there's an open bar. But I've been to a bunch of weddings, and I don't remember what people were wearing.
No.
And I'm not attributing that to the open bar either. Like, I just, now women, different thing. They can remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to that wedding 7 years ago.
Yeah, we wouldn't remember that.
Would not remember it. So to women, I can't even tell you Well, yes, I can, because I remember the picture of... There's this one fat boy didn't know we were taking a picture, and he's looking away, and he's like...
Nobody told me.
Yeah, this is on his mouth, whatever. But it's a day that...
But it's fun.
I have never met a woman or a man or a woman that ever said, yes, our wedding went off like without a hitch, and it was perfect.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's fairy tale world. It's like your family pictures everybody. The kids are so perfect and everything's so perfect. But the hell that happened right before that picture where everybody's smiling. If you don't smile right now, I'm going to take your switch from you.
And this You're bringing back a lot of memories here. Yeah.
This is going to bother old Tiff as long as she remembers. Just this whole situation.
I'm not trying to scold you because I'm superficial as hell too, but it's one of those things where I'm just kidding. I'm not. It's one of those things though where she can, I'm drawing this off a text after I was reading through all the Bridezillas. It says maybe your friend, you said, I believe you said she's single. Is she the last of the friends to be single?
Yes,
Boom.
She is.
Boom. Dodgeball.
When you said she was always strapped for cash, is she always trying to hit you up for whatever? Loans?
Or? Yes, yes. So even with her having to, like, if I was okay with her getting a dress that actually fit her, like, she wouldn't even be able to pay for that herself. So here I am having to buy a second dress for her to accommodate the weight that she was supposed to lose, even if she only lost half. That would have been good. But the fact is that she's made no effort. And that's like a reflection of her life, too. Always strapped for cash. Single. Like, I don't know.
But people that have weight problems, you're putting unnecessary stress on someone for your own gain. And
she's putting unnecessary stress on me. It's my wedding.
If she started right now, would she even have enough time to lose half?
No, she wouldn't.
This is like a movie.
That's a lot of weight.
She could lose at least 10 pounds. I mean, it's January. She could lose at least 10, maybe 15 pounds. You know, big people lose weight faster.
Yeah.
Big people.
Big people.
Y'all wonder how big she is now.
But, well, larger people lose, I mean, like, fat. I mean,
what?
You start dieting as a bigger person, you lose a lot, and then you plateau, and then it slowly just comes off.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, right. If she just stopped drinking soda, like, she would probably lose 10 pounds just off of that. If she walks in the evening, she would probably lose, you know, another 10 pounds off of that. Like, she just has to do something. She's not doing anything, and all I hear is excuses.
Why don't you accept her for the way she is? Get her a new dress and just be done with it. And you focus on yourself.
Too much to accept.
Because you're not happy with your wedding.
No, but I'm already paying for the whole wedding. I owe her another dress.
See, she can't go buy her own dress because it's not going to match or it's not going to be the same quality. That's going to stand out to her.
You know, I went to a wedding one time where the bride told the bridesmaids, these are the colors that we're using. Wear a dress that matches. And certainly there were a couple different shades of this. I like to call it garnet. Many of you would say maroon if you're a Clemson fan. But it was different styles. I'm like, you know, it's not the cookie cutter that everything needs to be. I know. I liked it, too.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding one time where they had a lady preacher.
What?
Yeah.
Progressive.
Wouldn't say God either. They said the universe brought you together. And I'm what are we doing here now?
Even the Episcopal Church has women preachers. Come on.
I was making a joke about that part, but the other part about the universe, I'm like,
I don't know if I can fault you. I mean, it is your wedding after all.
Thank you.
It might come off as a little bit bitchy, but I mean, it's your wedding at the end of the day.
I just think you should refocus yourself on making yourself happy.
She is. Yeah. She's trying to get this girl to slim down.
Yeah, but that's for your...
Her happiness is very vain.
That's for your pictures and whatever you're trying to prove to yourself. But, you know, the time goes so fast during your wedding. Just enjoy it.
It does, and nobody's going to remember.
Nobody cares.
No.
Well, I do like the idea of the different shades. She is the maid of honor, so maybe I can look at her closet and see what she has. But I don't know. If I don't like anything, I may have to tell her she just has to... watch.
Reassign her to the guest book.
Get her another.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right.
Before we bring on this young lady, let's give you a very small portion of the call from Tiffany yesterday that has now made this woman pissed at her and everyone involved, and is going to join us right after this is over. Here we go.
Like, my fiance and I paid for the dresses for all of, like, my wedding party.
Good Lord.
And she knew what size the dress was and said, oh, I'm going to lose the weight. She has not lost anything. So she's like, I don't know what she's going to do with this dress, but she is always strapped for cash, so it's not like she's going to be able to pay to get it altered.
Jesus.
So is that just going to be on me? No, we already bought you this freaking dress that you said that you were going to be able to fit, and you haven't lost the weight. Then we have the holidays, and you haven't done anything to lose this weight, and she's gained like 5 to 10 extra pounds, and I'm like, I don't see how she can be in my wedding if she still looks the same. She needed to lose like a good 40 pounds, and now...
That's not realistic.
No, she had time between September and March. Like, that was enough time to do it, and in a healthy way. She just chose not to.
Why not get a dress?
So now I'm just like,
go ahead.
I don't know. Sabotaging my wedding is what it feels like.
Sabotage.
Saboteur.
And that's just a brief glimpse of it. I mean, she was saying some downright mean things. And she said her name, too, and referred to a couple places near where they live. And, like, of course it's going to get back.
Uh-huh.
I got questions about that weight. For a woman, that's a big number. It's big for anybody, but for a woman.
September to, when did she get married? In April?
March, late March, okay, April. March. Yeah, somewhere around there.
6 months? No. 7 pounds a month?
I mean, you're
going to lose it at the... I lost a lot at the beginning, and now I'm hitting that plateau where I get irritated.
I would say,
I'm like, well, you know, at the same time,
away.
You put them on 10.
20 pounds would be a little bit more realistic in that time of 2 pounds a week, and sometimes you plateau.
Yeah, well,
I don't plateau because I don't start.
Yes, you're great at starting them.
All right. I really am.
So is she going? I guess she's going to say her name.
Oh yeah, she don't care. It's Holly.
Holly, aww. Good morning. Holly.
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry that you had to listen to that liar Tiffany the other day.
Well, it was actually yesterday.
Yeah.
So, first off, that's got to be incredibly odd to hear someone saying those things, someone that's your close friend, and not assuming you're going to hear about it. So,
typical. She's got no class. You can tell. You talked to her.
Yeah, she was real aggressive.
Abrasive, yeah. Yeah.
So you tell me, you just tell me what you think about this, because if you're in a bridal store, and I'm a very healthy size 10, by the way, I'm not like, she made 40 pounds, I mean, whatever.
See, I don't know what
I'm
size.
I'm a very healthy size 10.
I don't know what that means.
That's like a medium. She's not obese.
Okay.
And then she's saying to me, and she's saying to the people in the store that I have to be a size 6. And she's going to get the dress in a size 6. And I'm telling her, look, I'm a size 10. And, yeah, I mean, I'll work out an extra day a week if you want me to that bad. But, I mean, I'm healthy and I'm a size 10. Why don't we get me a size 10? And then, you know, if I get really tiny, you can just bring in the seams. But she was like, no, we're getting you the size 6. She had this dream of a size. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with her, basically. Like, what is wrong with me being the size I am when I'm healthy? And she's insisting that I have to be this smaller size, little pencil girl. And then it's my fault that I'm not a pencil girl.
Are the other girls, women in the wedding, are they smaller, I guess?
They got to be, right?
I'm supposed to answer that question? Like, that's relevant to the story?
Well, no.
Really? Did you just really ask that?
Now, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
We need to, okay. Like, the attitude needs to be
I'm not so sure now.
I'll say she was.
Well, I'll just hang up on you and let you go, because we're on your side here. I'm telling you that, or I'm asking you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I understand why you. I mean, you got called out on the radio by a so-called friend, but are any of the other women having the problem? Did she, you know?
Let's just say it this way: everyone else got their dress in their right size.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm the one that she said she's going to get it 2 sizes smaller than my size.
See, I think that's where, and we said this to her yesterday, and I'm sorry there's a miscommunication there. I ain't got no heat with you. We good. But I had to actually Google what a size 10, I don't know what women's sizes are.
Yeah, like, that's probably, you know, you go 8.
But you know
10,
what's crazy is
that's about medium.
The way Google, I just wrote in size 10 women, and the first Quora, you know that website? Is a size 10 woman considered overweight? And you know what? Paige just nailed it. Size 8 to 10 is considered size medium.
Yeah.
So what would I be in a woman's size?
36.
You would be a plus size.
But
and,
like, do
and
you,
I would still style you because they've got some really nice plus size clothes, fat boy.
Well, I'd sit on your chest until you did, so you'd have no choice.
Jesus. You would, you'd have boobs on your back then. Do you, we're friends here, and I'm just asking this because according to this, a lot of women that are size 10 are curvier women. So I'm just gonna cut the crap here and just say, do you have a big butt? I don't mean big. I mean
it
just
matches
like
my big chest.
Oh my!
Nice.
Oh, she's got the problems that I have.
You can't have one and not have the. I mean, they just go hand in hand.
I have to get medium pants and extra large shirts.
Yeah, I love it.
She was pretty adamant about there's not going to be any alterations. This is like a one time. That's the size. That's what it's going to be. But 40 pounds.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you want to add some elastic panels all around.
I said they should make flex that stuff that Under Armour's an Under Armour dress.
Well, I supported you
from the get-go
when I heard her say that, because she said, I said, well, why don't you just get her a dress that fits her? Because realistically, I've tried to skinny down for outfits and ended up not being able to wear them because it's just not realistic. And then you stress yourself out. You don't have a good time. And the people that were in my wedding, my bridesmaids, I love them to this day. They're my best friends. And I wouldn't put them through that at all. I would just say, I don't care. Just wear the dress that I got. Show up. Let's have a good time. Make the best of it. And, you know, whatever you do with your dress, afterwards, I'm not going to be hurt about it. It's just a dress. Right.
Holly, you know what I told her she should have done is to, I think most bridal parties should do this. Pick your colors and then just tell the bridesmaids, wear dresses of your choosing in this color. Yep. It don't have to be all me. We talk about this world of, I don't want to be a basic bitch, except all you're doing is pinning. You stealing all the ideas from somebody else. It's like the bars downtown Greenville. Y'all have clearly been to Austin, Texas.
And they all look beautiful in my wedding. I thought they were gorgeous. And, you know.
Well, the guy that gave you away was impeccably handsome.
Stunning.
What about, like, it's me. Well, she threw the dig in there. She said you're always strapped for cash, Holly.
Ah, jeez.
That was.
I mean, isn't everybody?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He ain't going to address that.
Are you good friends? I think that's where he's getting at.
Well, sound like it. I mean, I thought we were, but then you're talking about how you were with your bridesmaids, and I feel like I have the wrong friend.
Well, I mean, I think it comes to a point where, like, do you want to be in it now?
I wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I mean, what? Unless she wants me to wrap that dress around my hair like a turban, there's no way I can wear that dress.
Well, people would be asking you to tell them their future. You're like a psychic.
Okay,
or something.
So even if you get a size 6.
Hello, welcome to the wedding. I read your future.
I'll just say that the size 6 may not fit her in the curves, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, she said she had a badonk.
Yeah. So she may have to just get a bigger size and
I would not
have it altered to fit you beautifully, which you're probably a beautiful girl.
Yeah, but even this, that, or the other, she's going to stand up there that day and after all what she said yesterday.
I feel like she never would have addressed it.
Too unforgiving. You said addressed it.
I don't feel like it ever would have came up until she decided to have some, you know, big blow up on the show about it.
Paige, what would you do? Seriously.
I would go to the wedding.
But not be in it.
I wouldn't go to the wedding.
Would not go to the wedding?
No. Yeah, I don't think she's been. I don't want to go through that.
No. Holly, don't do it.
I'm talking you out of it.
I mean, listen to the way she talked about it. I forgot about the financial slight she put against you yesterday. And she's on there. We are buying the dress. Who's buying the. Like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Unless you decide, like, look, it's a stressful situation. Maybe she's kind of venting right now, blowing up.
This is why I want to tell all the gay people, you know what? Don't be, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I know you can get married now in most places, but back then when you couldn't, like, it's a lot of stress. They might be doing you a favor by not letting you get married.
I'm not going to do it again.
It's such a pain in the butt. Mm. So would the honeymoon. Oh, listen to you, Holly. You seem lovely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh. It's getting you with the old back crack trick.
How close can you get? Is that too close? She's now coming in while he's taking a shower and going to the bathroom. Women sit down for both. She's taking a dump. And he's like, you know what? I've mentioned this to her. She's like, oh, they don't stay.
You assume they sit down for both.
Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous and everyone else, Evelyn and others, please stay on hold. Anonymous, good morning. You were first.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, female Anonymous, how are you?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. 828, you never know. So listen, what were you going to say? You were going to make a comment on this email.
Oh, well, when me and my fiancé were doing it, I farted, and he said that it vibrated his and he liked it.
He disappeared.
I'm over here. I'm in the floor.
Oh my God. See, that speaks to the other point. When you get like that, when you have a woman who's, look, I love her call, but like that's a little too forward in that situation. Like when you're with a woman, she shouldn't be as much of a dude as you are when it comes to that, right?
You know,
wouldn't think so.
Remember our mutual friend that his girl was way into football more than him to the point where it was.
Yeah, she started
annoying.
She became to know more about it than he would.
Yeah, and she would try to. She talked down to him in front of us about it was.
She was
not that
it.
That's wrong. I mean, that sounds like sexist, but it's like she took his hobby and made him hate it. It was very strange. They're still together, but.
Yeah, they are, but that was a big hurdle they had to jump past.
It was very, very strange. All right. Well, thank you for that call, Anonymous.
That's going to turn into a thing now.
Let's go to Evelyn. Evelyn. I wonder if it's the Evelyn. Evelyn?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
Evelyn, you're not going to say anything like that, are you?
No, but I do agree with her.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mary.
Wow.
My God. It happens more than we knew. Wow. Do you think he's just being nice because he wants to get his, or is it just because it's like, ooh.
I mean, you never know, honestly.
Right. Wow.
But yeah. I've been in almost a four-year relationship with my old man, and when he's in the bathroom, I don't go in there. That's like a no.
Yeah. Right. And even if he's taking the shower and you've got to go, like maybe you go to another one or maybe wait.
I do.
Yeah.
I go to the downstairs.
It's like, it's fine to be close, but like there's certain...
Yeah, that's too close.
There's boundaries.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And that's one that we don't cross. Like, no, that's just nasty.
Yeah, that's. But the other thing, though, like, gosh, do you both laugh and just keep continuing to pound away, or is it?
It's never really happened with me and mine.
Okay. I got you.
Here's hoping, though.
Maybe. Well, good luck with that on your quest to make that happen, and thank you for your call.
Oh,
Evelyn.
No. You are.
Have a good morning. I think like, the way I laugh very violently, so I think that would hurt.
You would have to stop.
I would, because I'd start laughing like the way I shake when I laugh. Like, I don't know if that would feel good or bad.
You're like a Sibian.
Ow!
With a laugh.
Wow!
Track.
Quit laughing.
When you're the girl, and we've had these girls before that call in, and you do that as a prank, like as a joke.
Oh no!
That's when it's too much.
Yep.
Like we'd have the one who's, I'll go in and blow it up while he's in the shower, and then I'll lock the doors.
Well, we always talk about that party we were at, and there was a girlfriend of ours, just a friend that was a girl, and she was just like one of the boys, and she went and used the bathroom and just blew it up in there, a girl. And like, it was a smaller home, and the way that hallway drafted, she walked it back down to the living room with her with the drift. It was awful. And we all knew it was her. And you didn't want to say nothing because she was a woman. But if it was a man, we would be like, dude, what'd you eat, man? What?
You know what this turns into is, okay, like, you know, somebody would think it's funny. But then you'll have the situation to where the guy does it and his woman makes him leave the house to use his own bathroom.
Yep. Yep.
He had to go to the gas station.
You would not do that the opposite. That would not be a gentleman thing to do.
Nutty said he'd go in the woods before he did it in front of his girlfriend. That's what he texted in.
Wow, Nutty.
At 800-774-0093.
Tell me on calls what we need to do.
I
can't see you to get hand gestures.
We got some separate situations going on there.
Oh.
But I think the general consensus is like this is way too close.
I guess whatever works, because, you know, you get into them. I'll tell you a funny thing that I noticed, I looked this up. And so you would probably think, well, Matt, you're a fool. You're naive. You should have realized this. I noticed on Tinder pictures that certain women would, if there were pictures of them on the beach, for instance, they would scratch, like they'd take the paint, you know, like you want to paint on a picture with your finger.
Yeah.
They would put scratch marks over their feet. And I'm like,
so you don't save them?
But I was like, dude, they must have really effed up feet or like messed up toenails or bunions or something.
They don't want to give it away for free.
That's exactly what it was. I Googled it. Like, why would women do this? And they're like, well, a lot of women think that, like even celebrities now, they say when they release photos on social media or to the press or whatever they do, they cut out their feet because it's now the new boob shot.
Really is.
Oh my God.
You can make so much money off of feet.
What a wild world we live
in. And situations too, where they're like, hey, walk on cake or walk
on mud. My eyes are up here. I was looking at your feet.
Somebody texted in, I can't really say what they text, but
foul mouth people.
Yeah. Yeah. They pretty much alluded to it.
We'd get along great.
They said if she'll do that in front of you, she could easily be talked into doing something else.
That is,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's But again, that, everyone has their it's a preference thing. Like we want to use the word hate, but it's not. It's just a preference thing. And some of the kink, I will never in my life understand. But if that is what floats your boat,
that's another boundary.
It is. It's also just another like thing you got to find. Like, okay, I'm looking for a woman around my age within this driving distance. I want her to have this education level. I don't want her to be a Trumper or not a Trumper. Yeah. But also, I want her to be able to let me do this. Like, so many things. Like,
that's like, what's weird is if you get with somebody and it starts out that way and you become serious.
Yeah.
There are things you can't do when you become serious. Like, there are some acts that are just honestly disrespectful to even bring up when you're in a certain relationship.
But you shouldn't start, I think you shouldn't start off having a wild sex life and then it becomes tapered and you just like, all right, missionary, boom.
Like, yeah.
If you start off wild and you're like doing it outside and, you know, spontaneously, which is the best.
Spontaneous stuff is the best. Stuff like that you could probably do, but I'm like, when you get together and you like, you know, like, hey, let's do this, like,
right?
You shouldn't even be
things
asking.
That you have to Google to find out what they mean, and then you're like disgusted when you read it.
Yeah, or yeah. Things you'd rather see other people go through just because, you know, to see them suffer.
See, that is so weird too. That's like some of these kinks. I'm like, I want to say there's some mental illness with that, but that's not fair to say.
Like, why would you want to do that to somebody that, like, you care about?
Right? But then again, there's the other kink where you're a powerful business person and you want to be dominated because you are the dominator at work or wherever. You want someone to even out your soul.
That's the other thing, too. You got to kind of, when you're in the relationship, you got to kind of both come into it kind of on equal footing.
Yeah.
Like one can't be, I don't think a real powerful business type woman could just meet with like some regular Joe.
Look at that top text. And I don't doubt it. I made six figures last year with my feet online. God, I hope you're a woman.
But the stuff they got to do, some of it.
But what, like, even if, like, does she not have to put her face in it? Like, if I was a woman with, like, halfway decent feet, are you kidding? Of course I would do that. What do you got to do? Like, eat with your feet? And
some of them want you to, like, you know, mix the feet in with certain, like, really gross stuff.
Well, that's sick. I mean, if I'm just up there doing like toe pictures and like picking up like dildos and stuff with my feet or whatever, I'd probably get arthritis doing that. But
if your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.